track 13, and now we come to sport. Well, sport is a little bit thin on the ground this week, but I found some cricket for you. Bovey Tracy's second 11 dropped back to the B Division bottom two as a consequence of their seven-wicket reversal at the hands of Stoke Gabriel. Meanwhile, Bovey Tracy's first 11 put some distance between themselves and the A Division drop spots with a four-wicket win over Kilmington. For Ainslie, it was a much-needed result, although some captains are never satisfied. Just sad that we couldn't get all the way home, two or three down, and lost a couple of cheap wickets with 20 or so to go. Wickets in hand mean bonus points, which Bovey dropped one of. Ipplepen's second 11 fell to a six-wicket defeat at the hands of unbeaten D Division West leaders Chagford. Josh Perry's patient 26 off 61 balls, five fours, lots of dots, was the best Penn's batter could muster in a total of 131 all out, losing four wickets, getting them from 42 to 56, wiped out the middle order. Chagford knocked off the runs with more than 17 overs to go. Meanwhile, the Ipplepen first 11 extended their lead at the top of C Division, dispatching Plymouth by seven wickets. Plymouth were all out for 181, with a fraction more than five overs to go. Abbots Kurzweil's second 11 were on the blunt end of a 10-wicket coshing when they encountered Yelverton at 2 Mile Oak. A five-wicket return for Josh Stevenson, coupled with two each for Matt Smale and Alistair Hawler, sent Abbots tumbling to 179 all out. Abbots had been 161 for five, thanks largely to a captain's knock of 82 from Eric Gregerson. Then collapsed once Stevenson got to work. Three wickets in four balls proved their undoing. It wasn't any easier for the Abbots Kurzweil first 11. Their patchy form continued, just one win in the last four outings when they lost by 25 runs to Kingsbridge. And next we got a bit of cycling. South Devon CTC are running their annual Devon Delight cycle ride from Newton Abbot on Sunday the 26th of July. Over 100 riders have already enrolled on the 100-kilometre ride, which has a generous time limit to complete, so it represents an achievable challenge for most riders. The route will take riders over Holden, along the Devon coast to Exeter, before heading inland and then back, finishing at the Courtenay Centre in Newton Abbot. For riders who may like a bigger challenge, the Shorter Moor 200-kilometre event starts an hour before the Delight, taking a similar route with some obvious extensions. Both events will feature a cream tea at the end of the ride for weary riders. And that's your sport for this week.